Maharaj, my question is that what I have understood from our Vaishnava gurus that the goal of our life is to return back home, back to God within this lifetime.
No, I don't agree with you. Anyway, you asked your question.
I feel the need to accept the Guru Maharaj.
What's up? Why do that? That's no fun. It's more fun to be independent. What do you want to say? What's your question?
Well, the question is we are Murkha, so we cannot understand how to and whom to accept as our Guru. So I want to know what according to our limited knowledge, how can we know that this person is a Guru and I need to take shelter of him?
Well, I'll give you an answer to the question and also refer you to more discussion on the subject. I have a website called maniswami.com, and there's articles there. You look up one, you search, a search engine comes up on articles, and you type in Truth of Guru, and there's 20 articles on that subheading, Truth of Guru. And one of them says, how do I choose Guru? There's a couple articles, how to choose Guru. But I'll give you an answer, a brief answer now. You can do research more there. The Guru should have a Guru. And the Guru should have the blessings called Sadhu Samatsu. Sadhu Samatsu means he should have the direct blessings and order of his Guru to give Diksha on behalf of the Sampradaya. This Guru should tell him directly, and he should get the blessing. Samatsu means authorization, samatsu, and blessings of his guru and other senior Vaishnavas. And the guru should have the Diksha Guru should have a guru and the blessings of guru and Vaishnavas to give Diksha. He should come from a proper parampara, an unbroken line of gurus tracing all the way back to a transcendental source, to Krishna, to Lakshmi, to
Kumara.
Yeah, the four Sampradayas. To Narayan, to Lakshmi, Kumaras, like that. Unbroken line. That's the main thing. And he should be versed in, he should know Shastra. He should know the top of the spiritual truths. He should have some experience of that. And how do you know that Guru has experience of it? One thing is by how long he's been practicing bhakti bhajan in a nice way, respectable way, that's respected by other Vaishnavas. He also has good moral conduct. He follows laws of dharma. He's not a dharmic. And his preaching is according to Tattva Siddhanta. He doesn't make up things. He quotes always Shastra. And the other thing is that he has affection for me. Sajatiya Snigdha. What is the whole thing? Sajatiya Snigdha. Sajatiya
Asha. Asha, same hope.
Is Sajatiya Sneha, what's the sequence? I forgot.
Sajatiya Asha Snigdha.
Yeah, Sajatiya Asha Snigdha. Sotovare. Sotovare means good behavior. And he should have affection, and he should have the same aspiration that I want. Asha. Asha means the same aspiration that I want. And he should have the same stairati that I'm interested in. If I'm interested in Sakyaras being a coward boy, servant of Krishna, my guru should ideally be in Sakyarati. But if the guru is in Madhurirati, then he can help everyone. Because all the ratis are contained in Madhurirati. So that's the basic idea. You don't look for someone that's a Siddha Vaishnava. If you find a guru that's a Siddha Vaishnava, it's very good. But it's so hard to tell. These things are practical. Because the guru is supposed to be a teacher. He's supposed to know the Tava and understand and be able to teach the Tava to you and answer your questions and remove your doubts and inspire you by his behavior and his wisdom and his love. All these things are required. Is that okay?